Thank you for listening to this message from Valley Bible Fellowship. It is our sincere prayer that you're richly blessed through the ministry of the Word. For more information about VBF, visit our website at vbf.org.
Look awesome today. Thank you, Vince. Give God some praise. Come on, it's 2024. That's all you got? Man, come on. Give God some praise. Yes. Let's just pray right now. Father God, we thank you. We just pray you bless this service in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I hope everybody's doing well. I'm glad you guys were able to come today. And it's 2024. I encourage you. I hope you have some goals. I know I have a few. I probably won't accomplish half of them, but I still have some goals. It's 2024. It's a new beginning. It's a new everything if you want it to be. You can do whatever you want, but my goal here today, it's about the Lord. Amen. When you jumped in your car, when you walked into these doors, I'm hoping and praying that when you leave here, you know God, and you know God more. What not a better place to be in the beginning of the year to say, you know what, Lord, help me to get to know you more. We're in the book of Ephesians, and we're going to go through a few verses, and I'm going to read this. I'm going to open up this verse, John 10:14, and then we'll get to our devotions. But I want you guys to look at this. Look at this. This is Jesus talking. He goes, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. And this is what he says. And my sheep know me. That should be everyone's New Year's resolution, that you get to know God. That you get to know God in his healing power, that you get to experience God in his love, that you finally get to experience God in his joy, his peace, his patience, his kindness, his everything. Because guess what? He knows you. But it's going to take you in the beginning of this year saying, you know what? The Bible says he knows me, but he says this, my sheep know me. What not a better place to start your new year of saying, you know what, God, this year is going to be a whole different year. I'm going to read my word. I'm going to come to church. I'm going to worship the Lord when it's time to worship. I'm going to develop a prayer life of talking to God. Because, see, we don't know what this year looks like. I don't know. But let me tell you, if you can start today by building a foundation in Jesus Christ, I promise you, you're not going to regret it. Amen. Everything else, I don't know what to tell you. You might regret it. I don't know. But one thing Pastor Al does know, when you give your whole life completely to Jesus and you allow God to work in your life, you ain't going to regret it. You ain't going to come back to me a year later and say, Pastor Al, I went all in for Jesus and man, I'm going to go do something else in my life. You're not going to do that. You might do that on some workouts, I might tell you, or how you can make money. Probably that, but not when you completely surrender your whole life to Jesus Christ. I promise you, you ain't going to come back and want anything, any other life, but the life of serving the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the life. If we get to know him. And let me tell you, when you have a real experience with God, you'll be surprised. I'm not saying we don't miss the mark and we don't fall short sometime, but let me tell you, you always go back to that time when you had that experience with the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Who here right now is looking for a friend, a new friend? Anybody looking for a new friend? Not a boyfriend or a girlfriend, just a friend. Somebody, no one? Well, I am. I'm looking for another friend. Maybe somebody can speak into my life or I can speak into their life. I don't know about all you guys. I didn't see too many hands. You guys are comfortable. That's the problem sometimes. We get too comfortable. I pray all the time God puts some man of God in my life so either I can speak to or they can speak to me. Because here's why I'm asking you this. Look at John 15:15. I was trying to set you up a little bit. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. You know, Jesus wants to be your friend. He's just up there trying to tell you, he wants to do fellowship with you. Let me read that again. Does anybody want a new friend now? I do. A little bit more hands. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I've learned from my Father, I have made known to you. Oh, I want a new friend. I want Jesus to walk with me through the times when life ain't going good. So I hope and I pray that you're asking God, become my friend, become my Father. I want to know you. I want to know your ways because my ways ain't working. I've talked to many people Sunday, and I was hoping to see more excitement, but you know what? It was some areas that it wasn't. It wasn't. And John, like John 10, 14 said, he says he knows us, and he wants us to know him. I remember last week I was at my daughter's house, and we got invited for a birthday party. And if you get to know me, I'm a cake critic, man. I like good cake, chocolate cake. I'm just being honest. And it's not even my birthday, and I'm already seeing what kind of cake they got. I'm like that bad. But my daughter knows me. So I get to her house, and guess what she does? Here, Dad, I got you something. Pulls out my own piece of chocolate cake that she knows I like from Albertsons. She, I got you something. You know why she did that? Because she knows her father. She knows my weird ways. She knows everything about me. She knew my dad's going to come, and he ain't going to like that cake, but I'll get him his cake. That's how we get to know God. Guess how? We spend time with him. We don't get mad at God because we know God. When we get to spend time with him, and we get to know him. And so that's what I encourage you in 2024. Keep your goals, because I got some too. But make it an effort to say, you know what? I'm not just going to walk through this building just to come to church and say I want to. I'm going to walk through this sanctuary that God has blessed us with and given us me an opportunity to spend time. You looking for a king? He's the King of Kings. Anybody need a counselor? He's a mighty counselor. You looking for a prince of me? He's the Prince of Peace. He's the God that can do great things. You can walk in here and he can heal you. You know that, right? That's the God we serve. You can walk in here with no joy and leave her with joy and hope. That's the God we serve when you become his friend, when you get to know him. And I say that to say this. Now we're going to look at our devotions that we've been, our Bible study that we've been going through, the book of Ephesians. And those that have been coming faithfully on Wednesday nights, we've seen Apostle Paul teaching the church of Ephesus. He's like, he started them off like he was teaching a little kid, but little by little, he's getting a little deeper. He's saying a few words now that are a little bit stronger to these men and women of God. It'd be like Apostle Paul being here today, teaching us. He's teaching, you know what Paul's been teaching us? How to get along with Christians, with one another. Oh, I love Jesus, but I don't love nobody else. It doesn't work like that. I'm sorry. He's using us as a team to go out there and be the light for him. If we can't get along here, we ain't gonna get along with people out there, and most of them ain't saved and born again. And look at this psalm. I love this psalm, Psalms 104. Look at this psalm. If I could have a verse for you to walk into these doors when you pull into this parking lot, he says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, giving thanks to him and praise his name. Try to picture that when you're pulling up into the parking lot. From now on, 2024, God, I'm about to enter his gates. Regardless what I'm going through, God, I'm going to thank you for him. Regardless, God, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to give thanks to his name. If we start viewing God different, we'll walk into this place understanding this is a place of God where you can meet God. So now we're going to get into our Bible verse. Ephesians 5:19. The last verse that was spoken was 5:18, where Paul was just talking about not being drunk on wine, but being in the Spirit. Then right away, Paul goes into this verse. I want you to catch what Paul's saying. Remember, Paul's a big believer in how you talk to people. Prior, a couple chapters before this, Paul was telling us how to encourage one another every single day. You mean daily I got to tell somebody something? Yeah, daily. You're a man and woman of God. He says daily to speak a lot. But listen to what he says here, and I want you to catch this. Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. I know some of you probably want to leave right now. Go, I ain't singing to nobody. Well, I'm going to explain it to you what he's saying. Let me read it again. Speaking to one another with psalms, with hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart. You know what Paul's doing now? A couple chapters before that, he was just using some simple words. Encourage one another, build up one another. Now he's like, you know what? I can give him a little bit more meat. I can get a little deeper in my words. And he said, we'll start with the first one. He goes, speak to one another with a psalm. We're going to stay right there for a moment. Listen to what a psalm is. Psalm is one of the chapters in the books in the Bible in the Old Testament. Listen to this. A psalm, the experience of a psalmist, themselves spiritually speak to a variety of life situations. As you read the psalms, you will find them expressing hope, praise, faith, and trust. Isn't that amazing? So that's what he's saying. You know what? Speak to one another in psalms. I want us to look at a psalm. Psalms 23, one of the very, very famous psalms. This is King David talking to us in a psalm. And see, Paul's saying, speak to one another. Give hope to one another. Give praise and encouragement to one another. Let people know who your God is. That's what a psalm was. And listen to what King David, how he opens up in this psalm. This is like David speaking a psalm to us today. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We'll stay right there on that one. He goes, I shall not want anything because the Lord guides me. The Lord leads me. That's what a psalm is. He's trying to proclaim to you. A psalm is a poet of how good God is. He goes, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Next verse, please. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though, listen to this, I want you to catch this. This is David speaking to somebody today. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You know what a shadow is? Right now I see my shadow. It's nothing. It can't do nothing to you. It's just a shadow. And he's saying, though I walk through a valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me. You're my rod, your staff. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the Lord. That's what a psalm. So let's go back to that verse. He goes, speak to one another in a psalm. Speak life into one another. He's using that illustration. Is what God has done for you. Hey, John, guess what, John? God has healed me. God has set me free. I remember one day, John, I was down the street at a mental hospital gonna kill myself, but God set me free, John. He says, speak psalms to one another. Speak life. And he uses that word, speak psalms to one another. Speak life to one another. My God, you want to get death spoken to you? It's probably every other person you talk to is speaking something against you. Imagine if we can get a hold of this verse right here. That when we leave here, we understand, God, help me to speak life into one another. Then he goes on to say this. Look at this. He goes, speaking to one another in psalms. And I love this one. In hymns. Again, he ain't telling you to sing to somebody. But let me explain to you what a hymn is. A song of praise. A doctrinal truth, a song that gives honor and thanksgiving to God. Look at this Bible verse, Acts 16, 25 through 26. Look at it. I hope this encourages somebody. This is Apostle Paul. I did a study on the book of Acts probably 2-3 months ago about a Paul when he was imprisoned. And I talked a little bit. I looked up the prison that he was at. It was a place, it was horrible. There was no sewer, there was no water. It was a place that none of us would want to be. Make our prisons look like a country club. And look what Paul does. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing what? Hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken at once. All the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. Let's go back to the first of that verse, please. Did you hear what he did? And so the Bible says, speak to one another with psalms and hymns. He's using that illustration to show another believer or an unbeliever how we praise God and what God can do. That's why it's very important when you walk into this place. To understand when you're shouting and giving praises to God, chains can be broken. Things can happen in this service today. And Paul, he's speaking. Think about it, he's in shackles. He's chained. He's in bondage. And guess what? Paul is still singing psalms and hymns and praising God in a prison cell. And instantly an earthquake came. And instantly the chains were broken. Again, speak to one another with psalms and hymns, praising God. Ask yourself, is that in your daily conversation, or is your daily conversation of all the bad things that's going on? Paul could, go back to the Acts, please. I want you to look at something. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and listen to what he said. Other prisoners were listening to them. Who's listening to your conversations at work, at your home, at church? What are your kids hearing you say? You need to ask yourself that question, because see, those people were listening. They were like, I don't understand. How is he singing praises to God when he has shackles and he's chains and he's in bondage? How is that possible? Because he knew God and God knew him. That's how he was able to be in a bad spot in his life. Doesn't matter if it's a jail cell, doesn't matter if it's a deathbed, that he's still sitting there giving God praise. Give God some praise right now. That's the God we serve. That's the God that wants to break your chains. Speaking to one another in praise. Get to the next one. Then he goes on to say this. Speak to one another with psalms and hymns. Listen to this. And songs from the Spirit. I put right here, a spiritual song is a song that communicates a wide variety of sacred themes of salvation, or joy, or God's grace. Look at 2 Samuel chapter 2, verses 2, 1 through 3. This is King David. I love what he says. David sang to the Lord the words of this song, spiritual song, when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my savior. From violent people, you saved me. Woo! Man. He was praising God. That was like a spiritual song that he was singing out to the Lord. I put right here about music and praise. Music is part of everyone's life. It has the power to cheer us up, make us sad, make us laugh, make us cry. Music is part of our life if we like it or not. It's everywhere. It's in the gym, when you get in your car, when you get to your house. And so why not come to a place when God gives us an opportunity to walk through these doors to give God the praise? That's an opportunity from God that when we walk through these doors, things happen. Look at 2 Samuel 16 through 23. Look at this verse, 1 Samuel. So it came about whenever the evil spirit from God came to Saul. This was King Saul. God has already took his anointing off of him. But listen, you got to catch this, how important this is. A spirit from God came to Saul. David would take the harp and play it with his hands, and Saul would be refreshed and be well, and the evil spirit would depart from him. Isn't that amazing? Do you see the power of a hymn? Of a worship, of a song. Now, I want you to think about something. Some of us as believers, if you're a born-again believer, the Bible doesn't teach we can be possessed, but we can be oppressed. You know that? We can have a spirit of oppression, maybe of depression, of our anxiety, or different. But you know what? You got to learn when you're walking through them gates, I'm going to call them the gates, that you ain't ashamed to give God the praise and the glory. That you ain't ashamed to go back to verses like that and say, God, seen what David did with Saul, Lord, set me free. This ain't the country club. This is the house of the Lord, where things take place when you surrender your life to Jesus. Give God some praise in this place. Yes. That's the God we serve. Then he goes on to say, finishing out this verse, make music from your heart to the Lord. And that's what we do when we come together. We make music from our heart to the Lord. Now I want us, we're going to go to Ephesians 5:20. Do you guys understand what Paul's talking about? Do you guys get that he's saying, listen, you got to, if you can change the way you speak, I believe it's Pastor Tom. He's going to be coming up next week and probably finishing off where I, and you know where he finished, where he's going? I already know the verses. I read them today. Now it goes from how you talk, then how you can have a strong marriage and a strong relationship with your kids and how you can have a strong relationship with your coworkers. But here it is. You can't skip over how you talk first. He's got to get a hold of your tongue first. See, I tell people all the time, you can work out all you want, but diet's the number one thing that's going to change you. You can't, it's not going to work. You can work out, and you get some results, but there has to come to a place where you have to eat right. It's just how it goes. We can't say, well, I want all this to work out, but all I do is talk. I gossip. I talk bad. I don't encourage. I don't build. There ain't no psalms or hymns or spiritual songs coming out of my mouth. No. Then guess what? That's what you're going to get. You're going to get nothing. You're going to get emptiness. You're going to get nothing. But guess what? God has given us the strength to trust in him to help us 2024 to leave this place and say, you know what, Lord? No more with anything but life come out of this tongue. Give God some praise. That's the God that we serve. Yes. So I want us to look at Ephesians 5:20. Here it is. Always. Again, I looked up the definition of always. It's always. Always. Always means always giving thanks to God the Father for what? For everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. But Pastor Al, you don't know what I'm going through. Give God some praise. Well, you don't know. You don't understand. You know, my kids, give God some praise. You don't understand what the doctor said. Give God some praise. You haven't seen my bank account. Give God some praise, he said, in all things. Just give God some praise. That's the Lord. That's the God we serve. James 1, 2 through 4. Look at this. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Endurance. And let endurance have the perfect result so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. You know what he's saying? Find it great joy. But here it is. You're probably saying, Pastor, I don't get that. You don't know what I'm going through. Here it is, but he does. And he's given every one of you an opportunity. And I know some of us are in different places with our walk with God. That's okay. You keep showing up. You keep getting on your knees. You keep reading your word. You keep praying. You keep showing up the Bible studies. And let me tell you, little by little, guess what happens? You start trusting him a little bit more. Guess what happens? You start having a little bit more faith. You have to start having a little bit more confidence in the things of God. And then guess what? At one time, you used to not be able to praise him, but guess what? Now you're able to praise him. That's how it works. You keep showing up. You keep thanking God. Look at 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in what? All circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I'm going to call the worship team out here. Because we're all going to have another opportunity to do one thing. Guess what? To give God thanks through all circumstances. To give God praise through no, I don't care what you're going through. God can give you the strength to become an overcomer. I don't care how big that Goliath is. When you trust in God, you come out a winner. I don't care how big that mountain is. And I don't care how much you keep running up to it and running back and running. You keep trusting in God. Every time you walk through these doors, you give God the praise. Give God some praise. That's the God we serve. That's the God that will heal you. That's the God that will set you free. That's the God that will break the chains in your life. Amen. That's the God we serve. Where's my domino? I almost lost. I'm going to use this. I'm going to put this video. I want you guys to see this. I want you to see this. Watch this. Watch this. I wanted to show you that. You know, every one of us, that's called the domino effect. The most important domino is the first domino. I want you to think about yourself being that first domino, how you could be a domino effect in your home of generations of people serving Jesus. You could be a domino effect in your workplace of people finally seeing the love of God. that some of you are that are in college or high school, that you can be the domino effect of somebody finally seeing Jesus. It can take you. It can take you right now when we're having worship, that you come into this altar and say, God, Lord, let me today start something, a generation of men and women of God in my home, of my children praising Jesus, of there's no drugs and alcohol, God. No matter what, that I can walk through these doors and praise Him because I took that first step of saying, God, I do. That's the Jesus we serve. You have an opportunity. Last year, it's done. It's over. 2024, we all got a fresh new start. To be that domino today, to say, you know what, God? I'm going all in. So right now, you have an opportunity. If you came in here, you don't know Jesus. You're probably, what's that crazy guy saying? I'm going to make it simple. I was lost, but now I'm found. I gave my life to Jesus, and He changed me. And many of you have given your life to Jesus. And so if you don't know Jesus, and you want Him to be your friend, you just say, Lord Jesus, come into my life and be my Savior. And you come up here. And maybe this altar is open. It's up to you. It's up to you. So we're going to sing this song. Give God the praise and give Him the glory. Let's do it.
I'll
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that when we leave here, it's 2024, it is game time, Lord. Let us leave here praising you, thanking you. If you don't know Jesus, I pray you surrender your life to him. If you need prayer, come to this altar. We love you guys. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We pray that this message has ministered to your heart. If you don't already have a church you call home, we invite you to join us at Valley Bible Fellowship for worship, Bible study, fellowship, and more. We're at 2300 East Brundage Lane in Bakersfield, California, near Mount Vernon and Freeway 58. Reach us by phone at 661-325-2251 or visit our website at vbf.org. Here is our King.